Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome again to the Smokes episode, folks of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We are the best part of this podcast. Everything in life is worth discussing, and today we have with us good old boy Mike.
Si, senor, I'm here.
We have good old boy Benjamin.
How's your dog, Nelson?
Good old boy Nate.
Howdy, y'all.
And myself, good old boy Barger. What's up, folks? Happy New Year, first of all of you. I don't know that we've seen each other.
2024.
But it's 2024, unless you're in Ethiopia, then it's like 17. Yeah, they're behind. It's weird. Anyway, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before home medicine with Dr. Kevorkian, and just after dumpster fires with our Congress.
Yeah, that's for sure.
As you know, as well, I hope most of you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars or, well, anything that you can smoke. And for today's segment, drum roll please, we're having tea with a Matilde takeover.
Oh, I have this English accent coming over me. Let's have a bit of tea with Matilda.
That's right.
Isn't it?
So strap on and hang in tight.
Whoa, wait a second. This is a family-friendly cigar show. Strap on and hang on tight.
That's right.
Okay, yeah.
We're going in deep.
I wish to register a complaint.
We're going to have fun today, but don't worry. If you miss anything.
What kind of personal lube do I need for this show? That's what I need to know right now.
We're going to go with banana flavored.
Banana flavored?
Yeah, that's right. Bananas today. If you miss anything, folks, you can download the full episodes from anywhere you have podcasts or anywhere you listen to us. You can download them, take them on your drive, get on that airplane, do it offline, whatever you want to do, folks. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
You got a buddy?
Who's got the buddy? Nobody?
Yeah, all I see is somebody standing on the side of the pool with a strap on and fresh lube. That's all I see at this point.
We're swimming.
And the ombudsman has been triggered again.
That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101, where all of the cigar speak will be decoded. Just search Sip, Suds, and Smoke Cigar 101, and that episode should pop right up for you on the link.
Banned.
Yep, that's right. So, good old boy myself is going to be giving you our new smokes rating. So, over the smokes rating, we'll be discussing with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes new rating system, plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1, that sucked before it was lit. 2, hey, at least I lit it. 3, I would smoke this again. 4. All right, how much you want for him?
I really like that.
And 5.
Magnificent.
And 5. Where are they? I need a box. That's right. Now, the cigars we'll be reviewing today are the Matilde Maduro, the Oscuro, the Quadrata, and the Serena Connecticut. right? Is it Serana?
Serena? I've Serena? Always said Serena.
Serena, Connecticut? Yeah.
Serena.
And there might be a couple at the end that are a little extras there.
Serena's the one with the big booty down at Luck and Chuck.
Yeah, is she the one right. with the fish feet?
That's why we're saying Serena, not Serena.
So we're going to let Nate kick us off with the Maduro. Nate, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Maduro?
Good
yeah,
luck.
Yeah, so Matilde Serena Maduro is a bolder, darker version of the original Serena. The Maduro features an oily Mexican Maduro wrapper, a Criollo 98 binder, and a Nicaraguan and Dominican filler. When lit, the Serena Maduro offers a deep intensity of flavors while providing a well-balanced smoking experience. The cigars are handmade in Dominican Republic. The binder is Dominican Republic, the fillers, Dominican and Nicaraguan, and then the wrapper leaf is going to be Mexican San Andreas.
Mm. What do you think about that cigar?
I really enjoy it. To me, it's a nice, just mellow, rich, chocolatey Maduro.
Yeah.
Nothing too intense. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a fan as well. I don't think they're over oily. I don't think they're over, you know, I think it's a nice baseline Maduro to go with. You know, even it's a non-Maduro smoker's Maduro almost.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Benjamin, what do you think?
Absolutely. This is one of those full body. Right, you get all of the flavor profile that you're looking for, but not overwhelming on the strength part of it. A lot of that, like cafe mocha, cool chocolatey notes. These things are
cafe.
Super, super tasty.
Mm. Mike?
A little spicy up front. You know, I caught a touch of kind of oil and leather. It actually feels really dense, you know, as you're smoking through it. I like to finish off this, but I thought the way you started it, I thought was a good way to describe it. It was just a good average Maduro. Yeah. You know, I don't think there was anything, you know, amazing about it or bad about it. I just thought it was a good middle of the road. You know, it's something to throw in the bag, you know, with the.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
Absolutely.
Or whatever.
Golf you know. Gar worthy.
There you go. Sure. Yeah.
So what are we going to rate? Looks like it's a 4. It's a good Maduro, folks. Check it out.
Magnificent.
It's going to be fun time, man, for sure. So here a little bit, let's couple minutes, and let's talk about Matilde. So Benjamin is going to tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, so Matilde is a resurrection brand. They're one of the first brands to be established in the Dominican Republic, originally founded in 1876 in Santiago de los Caballeros. But then revived by the Cejas family in 2014. So the versions that we're smoking today.
Now, Nate, you were talking to us earlier about the Cejas family, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what you were telling us?
Yeah, so essentially the father was the master blender for Altadis for about 30 to 35 years. They're the manufacturers who make Monte Cristo. They make Romeo and Juliet. You know, a lot of H. Upman.
It's a big umbrella brand.
Big umbrella, and it's a very classic Trinidad. Dominican factory. And so he was the master blender there for a long time, like even before the cigar boom in the 90s. And so he wanted to retire, and he retired. And then, you know, from as I know it, he got bored and essentially decided to start this company with his son, Enrique. And Enrique and I got to meet years ago for the first time and sit down and have a cigar. And it's cool because he grew up, you know, in the cigar industry with a dad who did it for a living. And I love that perspective. I've met a lot of people who've grown up in this industry with parents. And that it's such an interesting perspective because for him, even I remember him just talking about how it's like at first it was like he had no interest in that. He went to college. He had kind of a different plan for his life, never to join the family business. And then now his dad stepped down and he's running the whole company now.
That's
and
awesome.
For multiple years. And so it's cool to see how the family passion comes full circle with it.
Yeah, I got to meet him at PCA. He was a really nice guy. Really nice guy, for sure.
You know, it's just a very common, you know, storyline that you have with a lot of different, you know, brands that, you know, I think a lot of people think that the cigar industry is like, you know, thousands of people that are involved, you know, with making a lot of these brands. It's really not. I mean, the cigar industry is really held in a very small number of families. I mean, when I think of, you know, it's really knit. It's really more like 100 to 150 people that really, you know, are involved in a lot of, you know, across, you know, whole generations and different brands. And so I think the storyline here is a very common one. And I like the fact that this is turning into passing down, you know, the skill set, which is something that you see also, you know, quite a bit within this, you know, cigar world as well, is that there's this multi-generational feel. Even if the son wanted to walk away, you know, I'm glad that he decided to come back around and at least leverage, you know, the skill and experience, you know, from his father. Even if he, you know, even if he walks away from it at time, you know, later in life, at least he's embodied, you know, that skill and experience so that he can pass it on, you know, to, you know, his children or other, you know, family.
Well, and I think that's a cool thing, because it is, I do love meeting the people where, it, like, you grew up with it at, you know, none of us have had that experience. We have parents who grew up with all different professions, but cigar rolling is probably not that. And so it's weird because, you know,
Barger's family was involved in strap-ons and personal lube products, but other than
and
that,
swimming, you know, right? And swimming,
right? But yeah, so you think about, like, I know Barger, he, like, if the moment he had the chance to roll a cigar at the family factory, he would have done it. But so that, well, but
with or without lube,
both,
but like,
try them both ways,
you have that contrast, and then it's like, then you kind of, as an adult, as you get mature and stuff, and you start to grow into that, it's cool to see that contrast.
I knew somebody had to make the strawberry switcher sweets.
That's right. I'm gonna talk about it. It's a dark time in my family's history. Awesome, Nate. Thanks for sharing. What else you got for us, Benjamin, on the Sejas family?
Well, yeah, just to lead off of where, you know, Nate left us, talking about Jose Sejas. He is a member of the Cigar Aficionado Hall of Fame, class of 2012,
right?
Which would have been just a year before he retired, and then jumped right back in the game in 2014.
Yeah. Both feet.
And gave the rebirth of Matilde, and originally released the Matilde Renacer, which we are going to get into a little bit later here.
Yeah. And big shout out to them for sending us these cigars and really making this happen.
Thank you.
You know, thank you so much. You guys have been great. Their correspondence is great. Their whole team that I've dealt with is just been amazing the whole time.
We will return some strawberry lube in return as a token of our gratitude.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. This stuff's kind of expensive.
One of those prototype strap-ons.
One of the quotes from Jose that they have on their website that really does a great job of surmising this very...
We'll be right back with that quote.
Yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
And we're back. Thank you for waiting, and I hope those commercials were fun. Benjamin's going to finish that quote for us. What you got?
Well, yeah, we just wanted to drive home that feel of, you know, the generational experience and the homage to not only the family, but where the families are from, right? And so on their website, they have a quote from Jose Sejas that says, "Making the best cigar in the world is what drives me. Matilde is how I pay homage to my country," which I think is absolutely the bow on this present, if you will.
I was going to say it's the first step towards indictment, but you know.
Right. I think it drives home the fact of how small, but at the same time, like, prideful and impactful and passionate these people are about something that is, I mean, absolutely handmade. This is something that comes from the soil that has touched hundreds of pairs of hands from its inception to curing to aging to being rolled, blended, and then aged again. And just having, you know, that level of care and attention to detail and it being such a part of your being that after you've had, you know, almost a 30-year career in an industry and literally the Hall of Fame, that it's still not enough. You still don't want to hang it up and you want to get back out there and make an impact in the right way. By resurrecting a brand, you know, from the 1800s.
Yeah, that's awesome. So up next, we've got the Oscuro, and continuing to speak more on that is going to be Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the Oscuro.
Yeah, so we've got the Matilde Oscuro here. It was released in 2015 by Jose Sayas and his family. The second release for Matilde Cigars boasts a dark San Andreas wrapper with a Sumatra binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and Pennsylvania. Be prepared to enjoy a medium-bodied, flavorful cigar with notes of cocoa, espresso, cream, and cedar. The binder on this is Sumatra, filler Dominican, Nicaraguan.
Demonic?
Sorry, I'm having a case of the bargers over here today.
Oh, man, hey,
Dominican, Nicaraguan, and the USA. That'd be the Pennsylvania, wrapped in a Mexican San Andreas wrapper.
I love that San Andreas wrapper on that thing.
Amen.
That is such a good cigar.
Yeah, rating.
What you got?
I was gonna say this is a tiny short little personal story about this cigar. So y'all been to PCA. So the first year that they released this cigar at PCA, IPCPR, whatever, the first day, now you guys have been to the show, the guys in the room have, and you smoke a lot of cigars.
Yep.
When they first released that cigar, I was so stoked to smoke it that was the I smoked on the first day of the show, and I feel like after tasting that cigar, I couldn't taste anything after that day. But that was the first cigar of the trade show I smoked
that
year.
LFD chisel, huh?
Yep.
Well, right. And I think if when you hear some of our, you know, tasting notes, you know, about this cigar, I think you'll understand why, because it really is an embodiment of both a really good Oscuro, you know, with the San Andreas wrapper. I mean, it's really brought an awful lot of the thing that I wrote in very, very big letters is mint. This was a mint factory through and through, all the way from the point it was lit until, you know, it finished out. It just stayed. And it wasn't like a menthol, you know, kind of an alcohol induced kind of, you know, mint. It was just, it literally tasted like somebody had just stuck your head in a big bowl of mint and rubbed it, you know, back and forth. And those oils were, I wasn't. I actually had this, you know, fresh. No,
this is Mojito all day, every day.
Yeah.
A nice, beautiful aged rum, some fresh mint, a little bit of cane
for
sugar.
Sure.
Big flavor bomb.
Yeah.
What I love about that, man, I think that it blends the Oscuro and with the San Andreas wrapper, it just, those spices blend together to just, I absolutely love this cigar.
This was
hands
insane.
Down,
yeah,
I love this cigar.
Absolutely.
So what's our rating? We're going to go 5 with that. First 5 on the new rating. Congratulations, Oscuro.
Get you that box of Oscuros. Come on now.
Right. Gotta get them. Where's
feel
a box?
Feel free to send us a box, folks.
Where's a box? I think the other thing that really, Nate and I had a small conversation about San Andreas wrappers earlier today, and we were talking about a little bit of that minerality, almost metallic kind of taste, and 300%.
Yeah.
That is what runs through this, and that mint just evolves that into something that is as deep and as bold as this cigar is. It has this nice cleansing, refreshing finish.
Yeah, it's not pungent and beats on your flavor like it beats on your palate like a typical Oscuro would.
Right.
But the thing I love is, like, as you guys are describing this cigar, if somebody on the interwebs had never seen it in person, you know, you might think it's a lot lighter of a shading than it is. And that's the thing, too, is I do find that it has a good amount of nicotine strength, too, to carry forward with that refreshing kind of aspect to it, too. So it is, it's just a night. It's, I don't know, it's not what you expect.
Yeah. I will definitely be revisiting this cigar again. All right. Up next, we're going to have Let's see. We're going to have... What are we doing?
The Quadrata.
The Quadrata.
Oh, that's me on the Quadrata, isn't it? Oh, hey-o. Got my notes mixed up here, folks. Sorry about that. But the Quadrata is the Matilde Quadrata. What I've got is it's a medium-bodied cigar blend by the Cejas family in La Romana, Dominican Republic, using Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Dominican binder, and fillers from Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. And this is the third line released by the company. And man, that Ecuadorian Habano wrapper is great. Oh, so good.
I wrote down smoky spice, kind of like almost like a chipotle. You know, kind of that smoke that you would get when you typically, you know, would smoke a jalapeno wood that would had kind of a subtle spice on it. There were like hints of mint through this. So there was, you know, it was a little bit of a cornucopia. There was a lot going on here. This was, you know, kind of middle of the road for me. I didn't think it was, you know, like amazing, but I didn't think it was bad either. I was definitely something I felt like it was just, you know, it was good. It was a good representation of the rest of the product line.
Did you pay for the extra guac at Chipotle? Or?
No, he gets it for free.
It's because I bring the strap-on and their favorite lube. That's the reason why I get all the good stuff in Chipotle.
That's his tip.
Don't you know that that is the secret?
That is his
Did
tip.
You not get the company memo Benjamin?
Bam, once again.
Absolutely, right. For sure.
That's right.
I get a really strong like nutmeg kind of presence on this cigar.
Really?
Yeah.
I was kind of in the allspice family. On it. It was good.
This one for me is the like nice toastiness of like fresh roasted almonds. Like it is very much so. We're not talking Marcona here. These are skin on, kind of waxy almonds. A lot of that like toasty, nutty finish comes all the way through this. I think one of the other things that's one of my favorite flavor nuances to Matilde is they all seem to have like this really well-balanced spice undertone. Though it's not necessarily pungent or well-expressed, you definitely get it on the retrohale, but they all have this just like real nice, almost cleansing, palate-resetting spice that are underneath a lot of their blends, which I really, really enjoy.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy the retro on that one, for sure. It's definitely very... it's very clean for a Habano, you know, and I think to carry on with your point, you know, it was very crisp and clean, kind of just an all around good Habano.
And I've been on the Habano train this year.
Oh man, I love the Habano train. Mike hates them, but I love them.
Habano, yeah.
All right, so what's our rating on this, guys? So we're gonna go with a 4.
Magnificent.
All right, so up next Mike is going to go over the Serena Connecticut, and that's what do you think about that? Tell us a little bit.
So the Matilde Serena offers your palate a mild to medium smoke with earthy dark cocoa, black pepper, and sweet notes, made in the Dominican Republic at the Matilde factory. The cigar has excellent burn, construction, and draw. The binder is Dominican. The filler is Dominican Nicaragua. The wrapper is Ecuadorian Connecticut shade. So some of my own notes around this. I have to say, I am a sucker for this, you know, combo. I wrote down like a fresh can of mixed nuts with the creamy cashews dominating the flavor. Big marshmallow puffs to fill the mouth with all that sweet, creamy mouthful. There's no lube involved with this, by the way. I got a little barnyard in the last third of the stick, kind of horse blanket, hay, some tack leather. I really liked it. This is a complete Ecuadorian, you know, Connecticut wrapper and DR filler experience. I mean, if somebody walked into the shop and said, hey, this is what I'm looking for, I would have no problem in saying, this is one of many. This is probably going to be in the, you know, in the top 10% of, you know, that combo for sure. So I would absolutely go back to this. Oh, that was great.
This is breakfast
all day,
all day long. This is that first cup of coffee, right? You know, get that latte going. This one is a great way to start your day. Still with like this nice kind of fresh hay, kind of crisp finish on the end of it. It doesn't necessarily like linger. It's not super oily on the palate. So it's something that you can smoke first thing of the day, you know, afternoon, but it's not going to cling to you, not really going to ruin the rest of your day. Love this Connecticut. Also, too, since starting with the Sips, Suds, and Smokes podcast, I've really broadened.
Thought he was going to say posse there for a minute.
So close.
I thought he was going to say strawberry lube, but that's okay.
How many times can we fit that in this podcast?
Yeah, right.
Seven, if you're counting, but that's okay.
There's going to be a drinking game for that.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Get your drinks ready.
I have
ready.
A goal.
They're going to be I'm almost there. Right.
But yeah, so this is just one of those smokes, right? It's an all day kind of thing. It's something that you can get into. You know, it's not going to cling to you. You can go on about your day after smoking this thing.
I thought it was a lighter side, but it was also real earthy. So, yeah, like, I got a lot of earth tones out of it, a lot of, like, dirt, soil, kind of just really what I like about a good Connecticut cigar is, like, that it was very much in my profile for Connecticut.
Well, the one thing I'll add is this was actually my favorite stick of the entire flight. And
really?
So, yeah, I did. I thought it was that good. And I ended up smoking it down to the nub. I was like, wow, I am disappointed this is over, you know.
Okay.
That's always a good feeling.
Well, we'll take a box of those if you want to send them to us.
Yeah. What'd you think of it, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this one. I find it's what I'd call a utility Connecticut, where it's just like you can stand by it, but also, like, for me, it's just the thing I love about it too is how easy it burns. Like, it's got a good draw, it's got a good burn, and especially when you talk about morning cigars, like, part of a morning cigar is being able to ease into your day and being able to take that breath a lot of times before the morning. And so to me, cigar is always flawless for just smoking perfectly too.
Yeah, here's one of the things that I've found that I really enjoy about the Matilde family signs. Okay, one is they're very approachable. So if you have a friend or you know someone that's just getting into cigars and you're like, oh, I don't know if I like this, I don't know if I like this, or they're ho-hum about certain things, you can go, let me put you onto this. This is a, you know, the Connecticut. This is the Maduro. These are not overly... these aren't going to turn you off to any of the shades that they have. Like, it will help you come into what you're finding out about cigars. So it's a very, very much approachable brand is what I'm trying to say.
And not just approachable from the flavor standpoint, price point.
No, price point. 100%.
You know, in the whiskey industry, you talk about those bottles, you know, that are the daily drinkers, the ones that are underrated, overlooked, but at the right price point, right? Yep. These bang for your buck kind of sips. This is the smoke for that.
These are daily smokers, folks.
100%.
These are $10 and under most of the time, right?
No, I mean, the biggest size is pretty much 10, 11 bucks and under.
Yeah, I actually think this is a good product line, you know, entry point for, you know, people that not really quite sure what you like and what you don't like. I mean, this is...
Well, even if you do like cigars, and, you know, like, as an avid cigar smoker, as all of us, we're
Smoke
this brand. Like, this brand is
absolutely
onto something.
But, you know, Nate gets to see this all day long. You know, a lot of, you know, things to talk about here on the show that people are very, you know, brand, you know, rut, you know, consistent. They fall in, you know, in love with one or two things,
I'm guilty of that myself.
They just, you know, they'll wear it out to death, and they won't look, you know, to the left or the right. This is what I call the step beyond the rut, which is, you know what, I don't think you know what you don't know. And, you know, I think without, you know, doing a swan dive in concrete and taking you down some path where it's going to be, you know, a real departure from what you have been enjoying. If you were to go through this full product line and then go back to your tobacco store and say, of these, you know, five or six sticks, I like these two, these three are okay, this one is awesome, that is really going to give you a kind of a reference card to say, I like